You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
One of my themes during this time of Lent, prior to our celebration of Holy Week, is to basically be able to look at the readings and see how they apply to Jesus, but then kind of change the readings somewhat, and that's kind of been my theme. And tonight I end it with the beautiful reading from the prophet Isaiah. And if ever there was another job description of Jesus and what Jesus had to endure, the prophet Isaiah hits it on the head pretty well. And we've heard this before. It's called the Suffering Servant song, if you will. And we hear all about how Jesus has grown up, but then there was nothing stately about him, nothing in his appearance that would make us kind of turn our head and look at him. He was spurned and avoided by people, man of suffering, accustomed to infirmity. He was smitten and stricken. And this is exactly what we celebrate today, the culmination of this reading of Isaiah on Jesus. And Jesus, who endured just all the suffering and all this pain and all of this evil, and he was an innocent man. And, you know, there's nothing worse when we hear or read in the paper about somebody who has been imprisoned and suddenly the justice system finds out, oops, you know what, we made a mistake. And so this person has been in prison for many, many years. You know, there's horror stories of people in the prison for 20 years who are innocent. And when we kind of meditate on that and really think about it, it's grotesque. And there's just something not right about that. So much so that you don't want to think about it. It's so horrible. And now we have the same situation with Jesus, a man who has suffered so much for apparently no reason whatsoever, except he got some very powerful people very angry. Now, if we look at the reading from Isaiah, we say, okay, this is about Jesus, and we can move on. All of us can move on and say, all right. And no doubt many of us here would think that, you know what, knowing what I know now, if I lived during this time, I would never allow this to happen. But wait. Why does a church celebrate Good Friday? Why do we have to celebrate all of this pain and all of this suffering? It would be nice to go from Holy Thursday and jump to Easter Sunday. That would be a wonderful jump. However, we celebrate the Passion of Jesus, and it's something that we have to look into. And so when we look at this reading from the prophet Isaiah, now things change. This reading kind of comes at us in two different directions. Okay, so the first direction I kind of want us to look at very quickly is the fact that maybe, just maybe, what was happening in this reading is things that we do to people all the time. Of course, I says, I'd never want to crucify Jesus. Of course, I could never do that. We celebrate this day because, guess what? Every one of us can. Of course, now we're sitting here and saying, no, I could never do that. We're just like the apostles. No, Lord, it is not I. But in here, we're fine. We're nice, nice Christians. Look, we're all sitting in a row. We're all very quiet. We're all very compliant. We're all very nice right now. And we're going to be nice for the next few minutes. The service is not quite over with. However, then we go out there. And out there, guess what? That is where we start doing things that are not so nice. We start to, as the reading says, pierce other people. We start to oppress other people. We start to condemn other people. We start to smite other people. We start avoiding other people. We start spurning other people. And these are just some of the words. The moment that we start doing this is the moment we start on the road to crucifying Jesus. Oh, it's small at first, you know, as all sins are small at first. But that's all it takes, is that first step. And you know what? We do it a lot when we go out. This reading condemns us because on this Good Friday, we have to look at the fact that just because we sin, we also cause then suffering in the world. And sometimes we add to that suffering by what we say to other people. In one of Jesus' stories about the judgment at the end of time, he says, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was sick and you came and visited me. And the people said, well, Lord, we never saw you hungry, we never saw you thirsty, and we never saw you in the hospital. And Jesus says, when you did this to the least of my brothers or sisters, you did it to me. So, when we go outside, and whatever we do to the least out there, we are doing to Jesus. Today, we have to realize that, yes,